Welcome to episode 6, season 2 of the Makeup Hour with yours truly, Captain Hugs. And I'm, of course, with my tag team partner at James J. Rock 36. And if you want to give my tag team partner a follow, he's obviously at James J. Rock 36. I'm Captain Hugs. If you want to give the Makeup Hour page a follow, it's at Megascore_hour, I think. I don't have my paper in front of you, J Rock. I don't know what happened to the paper. So
mega underscore hour.
I'm just gonna wing this intro, okay? And we are, if you wherever you listen to your podcast, we're on Apple Pods, we're on iHeartRadio, and wherever you listen to your pods, and there we're at. And don't forget to leave us a 5-star frog splash review. Anything else, anything less than a 5-star review, well, obviously those guys are having trouble getting to half mass. I'm doing really good not having the notebook in front of me. If you know what I mean, half mass, you know what I mean, James?
No.
No, you wouldn't know about that, would you?
No.
No.
Maybe a couple of drunken nights, but that's about it.
Well, that happens. So I'll do the honor of going to your wife, your old lady, show her my Lance Corporal, and show her what standing at attention is all about. How's that? How'd I do?
That was perfect.
Was it?
Yeah, I'm just giving you encouragement.
I live off compliments. I've been told that many times. So how you doing, buddy? How was your Memorial Day weekend?
It was pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, we grilled out. I think we went out. We actually sat down in a restaurant today. It's the first time in a few months.
Oh,
it was
really?
Yeah, it was kind of weird. I didn't know how to act. I didn't know how to behave.
Did you wear a mask in the restaurant?
No, the wait staff did.
Yeah, I'm assuming they have to.
The wait staff did. It was really good. It was so good.
Yeah, it's kind of nice that, you know, it's the coronavirus is, it's like, it seems like the country is slowly getting back to normal life. So, you know, that's good. You know, trying to think of anything else. I went down to the lake house, the Lake of the Ozarks. We had a great time. Did a lot of boating, cigar smoking, drinking, tubing, jetting.
So the Ozarks, those the video of all those people at the Ozarks, was that, were you in the crowd?
Oh, no, I might have been close, but I wasn't in that crowd.
That was a lot of a lot of non-social distancing going on.
Non-social distancing, but I knew I wasn't going to get the coronavirus, so I'm okay.
You're invincible there, Wolverine.
I know. I keep telling you guys that. No one believes me, but that's the truth.
So, like, are restaurants open up there, or like, what's happening?
Yeah,
up there?
it's like the same. Like, you know, you can go in restaurants, stuff like that. You know, social distance tables, shit like that, but. You know, when you're outside, you know, it's all good. But I was mainly at the home there, so you know, it wasn't that, you know.
Yeah, that's a lot of nice lake house sales you have going on there to get that to cop that kind of pad.
Well, we've been selling so many T-shirts. How could I not? And by the way, we sold 2 more today right before the show. I hadn't even a chance to tell you.
Well, that would have been great news.
Yeah, it was great news. 2 of them.
You have any idea who they are, or you just?
Yeah, I know who they are. But here's the thing: is that like I can't say who it is because this person did something. I'll tell you after the show, and if anybody really wants to know, I mean, I can't tell you anyway. But it's not that big of a deal, but. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we're keeping secrets from our
secrets.
Listeners.
Yes, we do.
We got secrets. Oh, very interesting. Well, you know, I have been hustling these T-shirts. By the way, I've been selling these T-shirts at 11.
I know,
right?
We sent a bunch out this week. Hopefully, your buddy got his already.
Yeah, okay, he's got his.
He needs to take a picture so we can see it.
Well, he did take pictures of them, just not. You know,
him
in them.
Okay. Was he happy with them?
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. And yeah, he's not particularly a social media type of person, so you know, I respect.
I gotta tell you, man, this new logo we have is pretty freaking cool, and it's, you know, and it's speaking to the masses, which I love.
It's so cool that the Twitter page doesn't even use it as the profile.
You know why? Because it won't fit. Yeah.
Oh, really?
It won't.
Well, size it down, man.
I don't think both of our heads will fit in that picture.
Oh.
I'll give it another shot. Maybe I didn't give it the whole college try or whatever.
I think you're more sentimental towards the other.
I am sentimental. I'm so sentimental that like if I have like t-shirts in the closet or whatever like that, and I've had for a long time, like I should get rid of them. I can't do it. I can't get rid of them. You know, so it's just like I feel like inanimate objects that I've had for a long time have feelings, and their feelings would get hurt if I got rid of them.
Right. I mean, I have that type of problem too. It's just that I've gotten fatter and I can't wear them anymore. So, I do give away some of them, you know, to like, you know, friends or like people I work with. They're like way smaller. I'm like, hey, you know, you can use this as a work shirt or something. But, some of the stuff, like a couple Macho Man shirts, they're like a little bit smaller. Yeah. I keep them.
Yeah, of course.
And I'm not going to give them away.
And you could always slim down, you know.
I'm trying.
Right. before I forget, Chad DeBear sent us Macho Man glasses, and they're the most amazing glasses I ever had in my life. So I already thanked them, you know, through DMs and stuff like that. But Chad, that was amazing. Thank you so much. I need you to DM us the Mega Power page and tell us what size shirt you wear, because you have earned a free t-shirt, my friend. Don't you think he's earned it, J-Rock?
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
That dude is the coolest.
If he wants big booties underneath our logo, then just stick it on there.
You know what I'm thinking about doing? I'm thinking about getting the headband thing going. You know, like that picture I posted with the glasses and I got that headband on? Oh, and I think our logo would look pretty sweet on one of those. Do you think?
Yes, possible. I got them in the mail, and my chick was like wondering why I was like waiting, because he sent me a DM saying it got delivered to my front door. So I went and opened it up, and she's like, "What is that?" I'm like, "You know, like someone that listens to our show got us some Macho Man glasses, right?" And I put them on, and I was like, "What do you think?" And she's like, "Wait, you can't wear those every day." I'm like, "Huh, think again.
I've been wearing them out. Like, I love them. They're the coolest glasses ever."
I was like, "Think again." And she was like, "Well, you know, Macho Man was like bigger than life. He was like on TV." I'm like, "Well, I host a podcast. Same fucking thing.
A worldwide podcast."
Mm. Yes, worldwide.
You can't forget to say that. Right? So.
Yeah, it's I showed you the stats. It's worldwide.
And they're great because I got a giant head, so I like they fit my head great. So it those work. So thanks, Chad.
As cool as like have you scheduled to get the quarantine haircut? Because I have, and it's next Thursday.
Quarantine haircut. Yeah. You know what? My hair has turned.
I mean, I mean haircut. Post-quarantine.
I'll get that done. I haven't really been coloring my hair as much. I color my hair because...
Wait, what?
I have to color my hair.
What do you mean you color? What do you dye it?
I have to. Because...
Those chemicals are bad for a guy's
hair. But look, I'm 38 years old, and I'm a silver fox, okay?
Just be a silver fox. You keep using those chemicals, all your hair is going
to
fall out.
You think 38 is too young to do that?
To do what?
To have gray hair all over.
No, dude, no. I mean, I know people in their 20s that have gray hair.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's just like on the top. Like I have some like little spots around like maybe, but it's just on the top.
Well, My advice would be those chemicals are bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. Make all your hair fall out.
It's like a
It's not even worth. Not even worth it.
It's like
it.
A self-conscious thing. I don't know. I don't know. You know, I got to be confident all the time, and I don't know about it. I don't know.
we'll make a Twitter page for you going great. All right.
Yep.
I've been gray for a little bit, so I'm quite all right with that.
Your hair's gray, or just your goatee? I noticed some gray in your goatee, but that looks sweet.
Yeah, though. just everything like on the sides of it. I had gray on the side. Yeah. Old cat.
So yeah, I'll think about those headbands. I mean, they'd be pretty cheap to do, and you know, I could do them as giveaways and stuff like that. And
oh, you're talking about with our logo, not like the logo, but the just says the Mega Hour.
Well, what would you think would work better?
That would work better as a headband, honestly.
Just the Mega Power Hour?
Yeah, like the back of the shirt. Yeah, that would work better.
Hmm. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I got to give a shout out to Trey, our buddy Trey. Trey Gets It. I think that's his Twitter handle. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
He sent me those Pop figures, and Chad DeBear's ears just perked up. He's just like, oh, Pop figures. And so is that our friend Christine, who likes White Claws. Her ears perked up here too.
And Colin.
Oh, yeah, Colin. He did a nice thing. Yes. He's like, I know I won't win two times in a row, but you know what? I wanted him to win. Like, I was just like, damn it. I wish I could give it to him. But he's right. He couldn't win two in a row.
Colin has sent me these craft beers from California, and they're on their way next week. Can't wait to try them.
He's sending you craft beers?
Yeah.
He ain't sending me shit.
That's because you don't like craft beer. Well, that's true. You like barefoot wine.
I mean, he could send me a bottle of wine or
like send you a bottle of barefoot.
Maybe a 12-pack of lime bubbly. You never know.
Send you some Boone's Farm.
Boone's Farm. That stuff will get you fucked up. Okay.
For a teenager.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So he sent me those Pop figures of Triple H, which I am keeping. I can't get rid of that because that's the greatest wrestler of all time. No discussion, no argument. Randy Orton and Batista. And for some reason, my oldest wanted to keep Randy Orton. It's kind of shocking me because he doesn't even really watch wrestling. Like, I'm the only one in the house that watches wrestling. But so then we get...
You're the only one. Like, none of you got three sons, right?
Yeah, I mean, they were into it for a while, and then they just kind of dropped off. They still watch... The older two, you sometimes watch the pay-per-views with me. But... Yeah, so we did a little contest for listeners and to if they wanted to win a Batista Pop figure. And Roxy, she's from San Antonio, Texas, and she's at XXSAGirl210XX. That's a lot of X's.
I know. To be as young as she is, I hope it's not something, you know, never mind. Big winner with a Batista.
What's going on with all those X's, Roxy? I don't know what you're doing there.
I don't know. Probably because, you know, people get the handle was like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
You know, and just, yeah, pretty much.
Let's see. So we did the shout out to Trey. We got the Roxy. We got the Batista Pop figure. We'll do more Pop figure giveaways. People seem to love them.
Nothing goes wrong with that.
Right. Okay. So I guess since we're on to wrestling.
Talk about some wrestling. Yeah. Did you watch SmackDown last night?
You know, I did not. I was... Hold on.
I hear that.
You hear that?
Yeah,
we're getting a call on the Captain and J-Rock show. Welcome to the show. Who is this? Hello. They hung up. Hold on.
Stage fright.
They could have got stage fright. Let's see.
Or maybe you dropped the ball.
No, no, no. This guy does not drop the ball. Okay, here we go. Another call. We got the call coming in, and hey, welcome to the Captain of J-Rock show. Who is this?
Hey, this is Jeff.
Jeff Bartlett?
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, how's it going?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for calling in the show. What do you got? What's on your mind, buddy?
I don't know. I was thinking we could talk about how great Double or Nothing was last Saturday.
Oh, I think I'm losing the call. The connection's not very good.
Just like you lost it a minute ago, huh?
That's right.
I am all aboard on this conversation.
Okay. Jeff. Okay. So I watched the stadium match. That's all I can comment on.
And what did you think about that?
It was mildly entertaining. I was mildly entertained by the WWE guys. I thought they did a good job because Vince, you know, gave them the right direction and they know what to do.
Yeah.
So.
Sure.
You know, Jericho, Matt Hardy, who's the We the People guy?
Hager.
I mean, he's a statue out there. No one likes him.
Oh, yeah.
He's boring.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Are you agreeing with me on his boring?
Oh, Hager?
Yeah.
Hager's always been boring.
Yeah. Right. So, I mean,
as long as you have Hager be that ass-kicking machine and have someone cutting his promos for him, I think he's fine.
Yeah. Jarek, what do you think about that? You watched Double or Nothing. I need to shut up because you watched it.
Yeah, I watched it twice, actually.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Damn, I would have guessed more.
Hey, J-Rock, you watched that means you're a virgin again, buddy.
The stadium match I watched like four times.
The stadium match was entertaining. Yeah, it was like a comedy act.
I'm guessing that's four times and counting.
Yes, the Stadium Stampede had a little bit of everything, even if you were a casual wrestling fan.
Yeah.
The beginning, the intros, Inner Circle coming out with football jerseys and smoke and cheerleaders.
Oh,
that shit was awesome.
That was dope.
You cannot deny that. And there was just bits and pieces. Sammy Guevara is a star. He takes all these bumps, these difficult spots. He was chased again by a golf cart. He was chased by Hangman Page. His cardio is like out of this world. He got, you know, Northern Lights suplex from one end zone to the other, and then he took the one wing angel from the platform from the stepping platform down, and it was he was the underrated star of this whole thing, and it was great from top to bottom.
That guy's name's Hangman Page. I thought that was Diamond Dallas Page.
You know that's not Diamond Dallas Page.
Yeah. And see all the fan artwork and all the memes and all the gifs of Sammy Guevara on social media is just flat out hilarious.
I never saw any of that. Did you see any of that, J-Rock?
What, the memes? Yeah, I see all.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, I did.
Of course, Captain, you wouldn't pay attention. So
you're right. I did not pay attention, Daddy. Daddy, my daddy Vince McMahon has made me block all AEW stuff. So there we go. I just want to talk about how great Monday Night Raw was last week. That's what I want to talk about.
With the crowd, with wrestlers in the crowd. Okay, I will admit that was a slight improvement.
Yeah, that was great, and it.
And the dudes in the crowd they're told what to say. It's scripted.
Well, yeah, I mean it is. But it's better than nothing.
Oh yeah,
it is. It's better than nothing.
But it wasn't better than Double or Nothing.
What would you think was the low point of that pay per view? In your opinion, was there a low point?
The ladder match.
The ladder match between who?
There's like nine of them, and I think there was a bunch of spots where it was unnecessary, and they were just kind of getting hurt. Because really, I don't know if they ever been in ladder matches before. Rey Fénix was out because he was hurt previously. So that would have been a great spot for Rey Fénix. But then Brian Cage makes his AEW debut and he wins it. And this dude is just muscle on top of muscle. He's a freaking beast.
Yeah, yeah. He's definitely jacked.
Jeff, did you think that was the low point of the pay-per-view?
If I had to pick a match on how to rate it, I would probably pick either that or maybe the Statlander match. Hmm.
J-Rock.
Yeah, right, and then Sheeta versus Nyla Rose. I wanted Sheeta to win, but I didn't think like realistically they would let her win. But she's been working her ass off since this pandemic on Dynamite, and they gave her the belt, which is good because I think she can run with it. She can have a great run.
Yeah, because Nyla won that belt just a few months ago. And I didn't think they would take the belt off her that soon, but they also have momentum with Sheeta, so definitely keep that momentum going with her.
Sheeta was the number one contender, and I was rooting for Sheeta, and when she got it, I was just kind of shocked. I was just like, wow, I can't believe like they actually did it. I thought they would let Nyla just run with it for like a year, maybe.
Well, that's bad booking. Basically, that's what that is.
Okay.
That's excellent.
Speaking of Raw, Captain, what do you think about Apollo Crews winning the U.S. title?
I don't know. I guess the guy's paid his dues, but I liked Andrade as a U.S. champ. I mean,
but you can move Andrade into the WWE title picture, though.
I can't see that. I can't see it. I like him a lot. I think he's super great. Like, he's good. But... Hold on just one second. Hold on, Jeff. One second.
Okay.
I hear some call waiting.
Yeah, we got some call waiting. Hey, Captain of J-Rock Show, who is this?
It's Mariana Z.
Mariana Z. Can you hold for us just for a few minutes?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Look at J-Rock. Look at us.
The call-ins are blowing up.
Jeff, I don't want to rush this along because this is a good conversation to have, but we got more calls coming in. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, what would you give AEW, double or nothing? What would you get it? Give it. Oh, hold on. Hold on, buddy. Okay, say that again, Jeff. I'm sorry.
I'll give double or nothing the Dave Meltzer rating an 11.
Oh my God! You're such a freak.
All right, yes.
Get out of here with that.
I'm gonna go watch it after I publish this episode. I'm gonna go watch it again.
Oh, you guys. Tony Khan is your guys' daddy.
Okay.
And I love him. I love him.
All right.
There's reports. There's reports that Double or Nothing has did 115 to 120 thousand.
Wow, that is awful. That is completely awful.
No, it's not awful. You're just being ridiculous right now.
All right, we've reached our AEW quota for right now. Jeff, I can't thank you enough for calling in, buddy. Your T-shirt will be on its way this week. Okay, buddy.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling in. Call in again, please.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye bye.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
All right. Mariana, are you still with us?
Yes, I am.
Mariana, I am so sorry, but the Captain and J-Rock Show has just gotten, it's just taking off like crazy. We had another call while you called in.
Oh, you took theirs first? That's like kind of rude.
Well, they called first.
Whatever.
Yeah.
So, Mariana, what's on your mind? What do you got to get off your chest?
No, I had a question.
Oh, yeah.
How do I get on your, how do I become your guys' header? Do I have to, try out or something, or how does that happen?
Here's the thing. You got to take lots and lots of pictures with our T-shirt, which is on the way to your home, okay? And it's got to be, it's got to be risque, okay?
Okay.
Are you good with that?
I'm good with that. Woo! Are you seeing my pictures I post? I'm good with that.
Oh my God.
Let's keep in mind that we're not judging these pictures, by the way. That's Catherine judging these pictures.
Oh, it is. It's our producer, Catherine, but she knows me and she knows what we want. What I want at least. And you know, I don't know. Maybe we can have a battle between you and that one chick we got up there right now, Jaju Jawadi or whatever her ad is.
Oh, come on, put some respect on that.
What
name.
Is it?
I don't know.
None of the names of the people you have as your header. Come on,
Mariana. I think you could defeat her. I think so. It'd be a close battle.
So are we going to do it?
All my fans are going to come out and support.
Huh.
Okay, we're going to do a bracket. We're going to do a poll.
We should do a poll between her and Mariana Z. I think so.
I mean,
it sounds ridiculous, but it would definitely draw some attention.
Oh, I'm just thinking about this right now. It's got me.
So the last time,
how can I be the header? Like, I can't even believe you guys didn't even ask me in the first place.
Well, we like to play hard to get, Mariana. You know what I mean?
So the last time Captain did a poll, he lost. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, that's true. That's true. Mariana, what I was saying is, like, we like to play hard to get. That's what we like to do. And then we got you calling us wanting to be the header, and then our game plan worked to perfection.
Two time call-in guest, by the way.
Yeah, you're our all-star caller, Mariana.
I'm an all-star caller?
Yeah, you're the only person that has called in twice. No, my dad has called in a bunch of times.
Yeah, but your dad's a fan of J-Rock, so it's kind of like, that kind of makes you look bad.
I know. Maybe my dad's a
it makes him want to do better, okay?
It does. It does. He like, every day he
asks me. Your dad's not even your own fan on your pod? Like, come on.
I know. Every day he asks me, hey, man, how's J-Rock doing? You talking to J-Rock today? And I'm like, well, I have talked to him today, Dad. Why? I don't know. He's just a cool dude. I'm like, okay, that's awesome.
Tell your dad I talk to you basically like every day.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he knows that. Mariana, what are you doing tonight? You doing anything cool, sexy? What are you doing?
No, just getting ready to go work out.
Ooh, you're a runner now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a runner now.
Yeah.
Like a forced to be runner.
How many miles are you running today?
How much what?
How many miles are you running today?
I run 6 in the morning and 2 at night.
You run 8 miles a day?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
damn.
That's amazing.
It sucks, man. Like, I'm, like, so ready for the gym to be open. Like, I've never ran this much before.
Hey, Mariana, how many sports bras do you got to wear?
How many what?
How many sports bras do you got to wear?
I have to wear 3.
Oh!
So, Mariana, I see you and Noah going back and forth about the gyms being closing down and how much it sucks. Can't you guys adapt and be happy?
We get each other, man. Like, don't you guys go to the gym too? Don't you?
No. I work out at home.
Yeah, I do stuff at home. I do stuff at home, you know. But no, Noah is a competitive powerlifter. You think she would adapt and be like Rocky in Siberia doing these workouts and shit, you know? But no, she's just being a diva.
Mariana and Noah are being divas about this.
Yeah, man. Like, I'm so ready for the gyms to open. Like, I'm not a running person. Like, if the gyms are open, I would not be running this much.
Well, 8 miles a day is impressive. I'm dead after 3 miles. That's amazing, Mariana. You should be proud of yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay.
Yeah, as they say, cardio is hardio. So congratulations.
Yeah, you keep that up with your 3 sports bras. Wow.
Yeah, I will be. But yeah,
I gotta wear like a regular one. You guys on. Like one that's like super tight, and then just another one to just like keep everything together.
Do they still bounce a lot?
No, they don't.
Jeez, what are you? Are you a, like 12-year-old? Come on.
Hey, have you just met me?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, right. Okay, sorry about that question. That was very uncouth of me.
The same thing happens to my stomach, so, you know, whatever.
You gotta get them high-waisted leggings, those compression leggings hold you in.
Oh, there you go. All right, Mariana, you should be getting your shirt this week, and we'll have a little pull skis. And see who wins the header. And I know you're going to do a good job. I know you will.
Hey, man, all I got to say is all my fans better come out and support. That's going to be really hurt.
Hey, Mariana, these fans you're talking about, are they only fans?
No.
Mariana.
Mm.
shoot.
What was that?
Say it again, Mariana.
I said that I told you if I made one, I'd give your listeners a discount. Oh. You guys are pod stars.
Oh.
Hey.
Use the promo code Mega Hour.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of dudes that would subscribe to that. So yeah. Mariana, you're missing out on a lot of money. So you should make one and discount code Mega Power Hour, right? All right. We'll let you go. I'm looking forward to pictures this week.
I think Mary, she should have played the waiting game with this fans only thing, right? I mean, and then like she'll get big and then we'll come to her. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's going to explode. She's going to blow up. She's going to explode. It's going to be a big following from her.
Hey, so this.
And just remember where it all started.
Yeah. Hey, this OnlyFans, like, so they, I don't know. Do you know much about it, Mariana?
I just know, like, you make the profile and you can just, like, post pictures and people, like, have to pay for you and, like, you make your own. Like price.
Yeah.
And then I've been on it, but like I don't subscribe to anyone. But you can still go onto people's pages and like they'll do like a monthly one, or sometimes they do like a 3 months, and sometimes they do 6 months. And like they'll give you like this one price, you just pay it, and you have like access to all like videos and pictures.
Oh, I see. Okay, that makes sense. All right, Mariana. Thank you so much for calling in. Looking forward to the pictures, and I hope you win. I do.
I hope I win too.
All right. I'll talk to you later. J-Rock, anything for me?
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, thanks a lot.
All right. Hey, look at that. Mariana Z calling in.
You know, there's a handful of people that when something happens in my state or my town, like a hurricane or something, like they'll DM me and be like, I hope I hope you're okay during this time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She's one of them. You know, that's good people.
She checks on you?
Yeah.
Does she really?
Yes. I mean, what do you guys got to worry about up there? Like, you know, corn cobs like going wild and like hitting you upside the head or something?
No. But she's never checked on me once. Never.
Well, because we've had big hurricanes hit where I'm at. So
well we've had
don't be a diva. Don't be a diva.
We've had hail.
Oh wow.
We get tornado warnings every once in a while. Nothing really ever comes of it, but you know. Yeah, so
It was great for Jeff to call in to talk about Double or Nothing.
Oh yeah, and,
yeah. Because like the other night, you were kind of like hitting the hornet's nest, and you about the dub, you know, and everyone was just
yeah.
They were saying some good things about the podcast page, and that kind of hurt my feelings because if they ever check it out, I am pro dub.
They got really mean about what I said. All I said was AEW is a sinking ship, and it brings no joy for me to say that.
But it's not true, though.
That's all I said. And people just
there was no truth to it. Like you were going full tilt. Like you had yourself quite a day, and you were just going full tilt.
I was trolling like a motherfucker with that. But
you were trolling. You were trolling pretty hard.
Some guy had the audacity to say, I wish I had his ad, that the Mega Power Hour is a sinking ship, and it brings no joy for him to say that.
Man, that hurt like, my feelings, because if you listen, I am pro AEW, so.
You're right, right. I mean, they know I run the page. I mean, most of the people that listen to the show, they know that I run the page, and I'm I'm an asshole sometimes, but. A playful asshole, a nice asshole.
A playful asshole. Okay. Are you gonna do your fetish countdown or?
Yeah. Speaking of playful.
What's
assholes,
next?
Okay. Here we go.
Yeah. Speaking of that. Hey man, you going to break? You going to date with Brandy? Yeah, man. She's beautiful. She just has the prettiest playful asshole I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, so I brought up like these are like normal. Let's say like normal sex fetishes.
What number? What no, this is the long. This is like the longest running segment on the show. What number are you on?
Let's say 35 for shits and giggles.
Okay. So we're almost there.
Impact play. Impact play means spanking, flogging, paddling, and other forms of consensual striking. Spanking is often an easy and safe BDSM entry point. What does BDSM mean, Jayra?
BDSM, what?
BDSM.
That's like bondage.
Oh.
And stuff like that. Yeah, it's like bondage and being like tied up and shit.
Like wearing masks and stuff?
Yeah,
that's
basically.
That's creepy. You ever done that, J-Rock? Probably not.
I don't like to be tied up.
Yeah, yeah, wearing masks, like that zipper over the... Ugh.
But because, like, you know, lots could go wrong in that type of situation. So I don't like to do that. But, I mean, role play, right? You know, you can wear a little Halloween mask and be like a wolf man.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Okay, leads to exploring more, such as purchasing a crop to use with a partner. Impact play can range from a light slap on the bum to a crack of the whip. Okay, so this is like spanking stuff. Spanking's all good, and playing with toys. Who doesn't?
Yeah, you talked about that. This has been mentioned before.
No, this is different. This is different, and
it's not. It's not really that different.
I'm sorry, but if you're a dude and you haven't spanked your woman during sex, are you really a dude?
Yeah, this is true. Mm-hmm. I mean, different levels of spanking, obviously.
Like just light taps or leaving a big old hand mark?
No, just like let you know that you're there. Like, I got big hands, man. So like, if it goes down, it's gonna cause some pain.
Well, some women like pain during sex. I don't know.
Well, no. She doesn't.
She doesn't. Okay. All right.
No, I'm pretty heavy handed. You know what I mean? But I go light.
You don't have to go full cocked and just beat the shit out of her ass. You can just, like, you know, do it where it doesn't hurt her.
Yeah. Well, some chicks are like, what's the point? You know what I mean? Like, they just want to be beat up.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is that fetish called? Have we gone over that shit yet?
What? Being beat up?
Yeah.
I don't think we've gone into that yet. I don't know.
Well, you know, we'll tackle that subject when we come to it.
Yeah. I don't think I could do that. I don't know.
No.
Okay, this is role playing. You don't have to stop playing make-believe when you grow up. Role-playing means acting out of sexual fantasies with your partners, either once as part of an ongoing fantasy. While it can be fetish or kink within itself, it's also a healthy way to get out other fantasies. For instance, if you have a medical fantasy and are aroused by doctors, you probably don't actually want your doctor to get sexy with you because that would be creepy and abusive. True. The beauty of role-playing is that you can have your partner dress up as a doctor and indulge your fantasy consensually in your own home. I could do that.
Okay, I think we all played doctor when we were, like, you know, younger.
Are you talking about doctor, like, you're at your grandma's house playing doctor, or you're playing doctor with a female?
Who plays doctor at your grandma's house?
You know, like, you got to play hospital, and you're dressed up in a doctor costume. Not sexual, it's just like little kids playing cops and doctors and firemen and
yeah, like cops and robbers or whatever. No, I'm just talking about like playing doctor with like a girl, you know.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I mean, yes. Yeah. Right. Okay, so that's kind of lame. These are lame. Oh, okay. I mean
role playing thing. I mean, like, the role playing thing is great, but just like not, I mean, there's other ways to enjoy it besides just being doctor or, you know, a nurse. That's great.
Trying to think of a role that would be hot.
Nurse, naughty maid, French maid,
right? You
know, secretary, all the basic stuff that you see in basically every porno since you were, you know, a teenager.
Yeah. Let's see here. Maybe a teacher.
Yeah, that too. Hot for Teacher. I mean, that's a great song. Everybody knows we've at least had one crush on a teacher coming up through school.
Oh, yeah. I had a third grade teacher that she dressed like sexy, right? And I was just like, oh, I should, like, I could tell, like, I liked it. Oh, hold on, J-Rock. Let's hold off on the sexual fantasies about my third grade teacher and take this phone call. Hold on, just one second. Third one of the night. Hello, who is this? Yeah, welcome to the Captain and J-Rock show. Hello.
Yo, what's this?
This is the Captain and J-Rock show. Who is this?
I'm looking for Pete's Pest Control.
Sir, you've called the podcast.
I've got a raccoon under my porch, keeps crapping on my azaleas.
What? Sir, what is, if you were to have a sexual fantasy of role playing, what would it be?
Oh, that's easy. There'd be about three buckets of fruit.
What? Three buckets
Hello?
Of fruit? 3 buckets of fruit?
Yeah, I thought you said we're having a pie fantasy.
No. No. Let's see.
No, no, no. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
I said role playing sexual fantasies, Georgia.
Oh, the role playing sexual fantasies.
Yes.
I guess it would probably involve a woman.
Yeah.
What about any kind of farm animals?
If you know one, give her my number.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, a woman is a good start. So you got raccoons in your house? Is that what this is?
So is this the pest control?
No, it's not the pest control. Sorry.
No, there's raccoons under the back porch, and they sneak out at nighttime, and they crap next to my plant.
That's fertilizer, brother.
Yeah, you should be thanking them.
No, I'm not. It smells real bad.
It'd be different if they were going through your garbage and strolling it all out, or, you know, in your yard.
Yeah, right.
What?
Yeah, he can't, Georgia. Can't hear me.
Yes, he can.
No, he can't.
Oh, you're going to pout now, aren't you, J-Rock? I really hope your pests get under control. I think you need to check the number, though, again, sir. Okay.
You guys want to hear some jokes?
J-Rock, you want to hear a joke from this man in Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. J-Rock said yeah.
This one's for you, J-Croc. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah. Go ahead.
Time flies like an arrow. Fruit flies like a banana.
Is that the joke?
Did you guys hear that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was there more to it, or is that it?
No, that was it.
What the hell is this?
Where is this? Where's the Sandman to just brush this guy off the set right now?
I got another one.
Go ahead, okay. Go. Let's hear it.
Two parrots are sitting on a perch. One says to the other, "Can you smell fish?" What? Hello?
What? Oh my god. That was
Did you guys hear that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard it. That was good.
I love that punchline. That was great.
Hey, before I let you go, how old of a guy are you?
I'm 44.
44. You sound 64. All right.
What's the difference between a snowman and a snow woman?
What?
snowballed.
Now that's a good one. That's a nice one.
Yeah, that's good.
Hey, man. Guys, I love talking to your pest control show. my lettuce is burning. I got to run.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
What the hell was that?
I have no clue, but no, it's entertainment.
I guess.
Did they ever say their name?
No, they said they're from Georgia, but they had a raccoon. Oh my god, that was hilarious. I don't know. I don't know who that guy was, but that was amazing. And I don't know if he meant to be amazing or not, but that was awesome.
You know, we have a variety of guests and call-ins on this show, so that was one of the more odd ones. But hey, we'll go with it.
Yeah. Yep. Uh huh.
What are you drinking tonight?
I'm drinking wine.
No, oh, yeah. What kind of wine?
Lefty is what it's called. It is literally the best wine in the world. Lefty. It's cheap too, and it's so good. It's only like $12 a bottle.
I think the brand Cupcake's pretty damn good, honestly.
You ever had that? Yeah, I've had that. It's not bad. If you ever go to the store and you're in the mood for red wine, get Lefty. Okay.
Well, I got some Yingling. You didn't even ask me what I'm drinking. How rude! How rude of a co-host are you, for God's sakes?
I've been told I'm self-centered a little bit.
Is this all? This is all about Captain right now. Okay. Yeah. I'm
drinking. No, it's not. I promise. It's not. I promise. I usually ask you what you're drinking too, and I forgot.
Okay, I'm drinking once again Yingling Flight, the super duper light beer that is more manlier than Chick Ultra and less carbs and calories.
I like this new Jay Rocky. He's concerned about carbs and less calories. I'd like to think that I rubbed off on you a little bit.
No, actually, my belly rubs off on my fucking thigh, so that's what concerns me. I don't know if you saw that big-ass burrito I posted, but I didn't eat the whole thing, man. I ate, like, half of it, so, and I was full. No shit. Yeah,
I don't know if I saw that or not. I don't know if I did.
Yeah, it was huge, and, like, normally I would eat that whole damn thing, but, you know, lately, I'm just, no. Yeah.
Yeah.
Working out four times a day too.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
What? You're working out four times a day?
Yeah. It's just what like it's like little bitch workouts. It's like a curves. It's like a curves workout in my sunroom. But
oh, okay.
It gets hot in there. I got weights. I did like I got adjustable dumbbells. I did like 80 on my little bench. Uh-huh. And that's a good plus because my arm feels great now, so things are going good.
Okay,
get to the sexual the fetish.
Yeah. So okay. So we'll do a couple more. Orgasm control. I've yet to learn the art of orgasm control, but orgasm control is part of BDSM as it involves an element of dominance and submission. Edging in which a submissive partner is brought to the brink of climax and then forced to stop, often done repeatedly, is an example of orgasm control. The idea here is that for as long as you like, you let your partner take the reins and determine when and how you come. As with all of the activities here, anyone can engage in orgasm control regardless of their genitalia. Very interesting.
I mean, if you stop me two times, I'm just gonna like go downstairs and just finish the job.
You're just gonna finish it.
I'm not gonna keep getting stopped over and over again. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's basically like a form of torture.
Yeah, it is. You're right. Okay. I'm with you on that. I mean, two times is like that's too much.
I mean, obviously with you, you don't stop because you got like eight kids, right? You got a shitload of kids, right? Hello?
And yes, I do have a lot of kids, but you know, I had that problem taken care of. I think I might have even talked about in the very first episode. I went into detail about it. If you really want to hear the story, you should listen to the first episode. But don't judge us on the first episode, because we were just getting our feet wet. Right, J-Rock?
I always have people like, yeah, I'll check out your podcast. I'm just always like, hey, man, just don't listen to like episodes 1 and 2.
Yeah, exactly.
It's right. Really raw. It's like really bad.
Right. But we got better. I think we got better.
I was like, everything after episode 3 is just, you know, pretty much way better than the first couple.
Yeah, I couldn't. I don't think people could pay me to listen to the first couple, to be honest with you. It's cringy to me. But that doesn't mean I want other people. Go ahead if you want to. You know.
I mean, if they want to check out the whole catalog, that's great, you know, but just bear, keep in mind that it does get better.
Yeah, right. It does. All right. You want to do one more, or do you want to move on to What's Your Beef?
No, just do that one more, and then we'll talk about the controversial tweet that I posted.
Yeah. Okay, the last one was
not controversial, but it was something to break the ice.
Yeah, it made me think.
Something to break the ice with the timeline and the tensions that's going on in this world. I just wanted to take people's minds off shit for like maybe a second or even a minute. Yeah,
that was a good idea. I should have done that.
You're too busy trolling people.
Okay. Psychological play. While physical attractions such as spanking are often the most discussed kinks and fetishes, some of the most intense sexual play take place in the mind. Renry refers to a psychological power play as mind control, and is a type of BDSM. Psychological play involves implementing a sexual power exchange. Humiliation play, for example, might involve a submissive partner getting off on being called names. Consensual threats are an example of psychological play. One example is a dominating male warning a submissive female with a foot fetish that'll have to lick her feet if she doesn't fall in line and do exactly what he says.
We really need to bring Benny on for this. This topic.
Yeah, he does. He likes to lick feet.
How's he doing, by the way?
I saw him Monday. He seems to be doing good. You know, he's pretty quarantined. He's got some kind of issues, so his immune system isn't the best, so he's like really quarantining.
So she's just give him like half of your immune system.
Yeah, no kidding. I'd still be fine.
All right. Well, Benny, we miss you, man. Just take care. Hope everything's safe.
Yeah, he's doing fine. Okay.
I'll be licking some feet in quarantine, knowing that guy.
Yeah, no kidding. I think we talked about the foot fetishes before. I don't get it. Lots of dudes are into it, though.
And it's like it's full circle all the way back around.
Yep.
Okay, so the mind thing.
Yeah.
Like, dudes, that's all they think about. It's like there's a statistic that goes on scientists that says every 6 seconds guys think about sex.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. That's pretty much true.
Yeah, definitely. The mind thing. So, like, you're having sex with your woman and you're like, you're my dirty slut. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah?
You can say, like, sexy bitch.
Yeah.
Sexy, you know, my dirty girl. Sexy bitch is hot, yeah. Actually.
I just wonder, how far you could take it without the chicks getting pissed. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you can always go over that line, but I think, like, saying, like, sexy bitch is like the only time I can call her that word without her getting mad.
Right. Yeah. No. Well, that's I don't know. I think the sex fetishes were pretty tame this time around. Next week, the next time we do a show, it's got to be like super weird.
Well, it's going to be weird, but it doesn't mean that we're into it. So
that's right. Okay.
We're just feeding all the freaks out there that are into this type of stuff.
I know our European listeners are into some weirdo shit, so that's for you guys. Okay. J-Rock, you had an interesting tweet that I thought would be a good thing to touch on the podcast. Do you have the tweet pulled up? I got it pulled up if you want me to read it, but it's your tweet.
Yeah, pull it up.
Okay. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Okay, this is from J-Rock, at JamesJRock36, follow him. I know this could be a touchy subject, the elephant in the room, so to speak. Something so heinous, but no one wants to talk about, so I'll do it. Hairy bushes are making a comeback and becoming mainstream again. Wow. So.
It's true. Oh, it's damn true.
So, hairy bushes, I'm not a fan.
Honestly, I'm not either.
Yeah, it's like,
so like when I'm scrolling through, you know, Pornhub,
yeah,
and they give you little teasers of the video, and like every one of them, this the woman has a gargantuan bush now,
right?
And I knew like soon as mullets made a comeback, hairy bushes would too. Here we are right now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I mean. Some hair is fine. I obviously, like, whatever. I mean, shaved some hair, that's fine with me. But don't get a giant afro puff down there, please. Right?
It's a very retro thing to do right now.
Oh my god! Like, chicks should have like warning signs for guys. Like, you know, like, hey, something like a card, hand them a card and be like, listen, my bush is huge, so if you want this is what's going to happen. Because guys,
well, this is why you need to keep like a beard trimmer in your pocket or something, just in case.
Oh god, like, you need, like, guys, like, they take some chick home from a bar or whatever, they're gonna bang her, and they just and then they see it like, ugh, like, what do you do?
But back in the day, it was just the norm.
Yeah, but it's not the norm anymore.
It was the norm, but it's I don't even know how to explain it. That organ is beautiful as is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not with a bunch of stuff, hair follicles or whatever, but it is making a comeback. It is a concern.
This is very concerning. And if
this is pretty goddamn concerning.
Yeah. And I know.
Is it because of quarantine?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Is it because of quarantine?
Do you think they
because
gave up?
Like, they can't go out? They can't go out and buy razors like these adult film stars or even the average everyday person.
They can't use that excuse. They can go to a grocery store and buy razors. So, ladies, 46% of our listeners are women. Shave your bush, all right? Words of wisdom from Captain Hugs. Right.
Well, words. Yeah, that was the greatest advice you ever gave.
I think so.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, anyway, J-Rock, that was an A+ tweet. I liked it. Made me think.
Well, like I said, I had to break a little bit of tension. There's a lot of tension in this world.
Yeah.
Just want to be a little bit goofy. Make people laugh. Make people think, you know, about other stuff.
Yeah.
For a second.
Yeah. And, you know, it made me think, like, everything's going to be okay.
Yeah, eventually everything's gonna be all right.
Yeah, it could. Yep. Okay, so we got a little segment that we were gonna do. It's like, what's your beef, like, with the wrestling world, with the sports world in general? We were gonna have a guest on the show. Is he on yet, buddy?
Not yet. We can pull up the responses, and the proper way to introduce this segment is, what's your beef?
Oh, yeah, that is a great way to...
What's your beef, Captain and Jerry? What's your beef?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm bringing it up. Bringing it up. You did the same tweet, and there's some people that responded to you.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep. What's your biggest beef with the sports world / wrestling world today? Chime in. for a Mega Power segment and give us your take. I did not have to read that. I'll start. NFL instant replays and just NFL refs in general are horrible. Yeah, it's terrible. The Zach Miller instant replay will forever bug me for the rest of my life. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, the New Orleans, it was clearly a touchdown. Poor guy almost lost his leg.
Which was so bizarre because I was watching that game and I'm like, Mitch threw a dime and it was good. And I was like, all right, cool. We're back in the game. And it was like, after commercial, the catch is no good. And they're lined up for a field goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? This is clearly a catch. And he almost, yeah, you're right. He did almost lose his leg on that catch.
Yeah.
What would the offense would have been like if Zach Miller never got hurt? Because I mean, he was kind of money.
Oh, Zach Miller was he was a really good tight end, underrated tight end.
Yeah, he was underrated. He wasn't like elite, but man, he was decent. He was way better than what we had, you know, the previous years, like last year and the year before.
I mean, I would put like Greg Olsen and then Zach Miller. Yeah,
I would put Greg, Desmond. Maybe Marty, because I mean Marty put up stats, and you know Zach's up there somewhere too.
I would put, Desmond Clark had pretty good years. Yeah, he did.
No, Desmond Clark was solid. He was a great blocker, and you know, and he was a receiver.
Yeah, I got my issues with Marty Bennett, so I'm going to leave him off my list.
I mean, this if we're just going by stats and not douchebaggery, you're just going by stats, then it's Marty.
Yeah, that's true. I guess my. It's such like a cliche biggest beef is the LeBron, the sexuals thinking that he's better than Jordan, which is just so false. Like LeBron James isn't better than Kobe Bryant, let alone Michael Jordan. It's people should be arguing between Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. And Kobe Bryant put that to rest in that documentary saying like, there would be no Kobe Bryant the way he plays if it wasn't for Michael Jordan. So that solidifies who's the best player.
And, these young fans, they look at LeBron and it's like, oh, man, he's a beast. He's 6'8", he's 270. He would just dominate the league but back in the day. But he's a big flopper. And J.J. Barrera and Jason Terry schooled this guy. You know what I mean? And like J.J. Barrera, look at that guy. He doesn't scream. They think these kids think that if they're not muscle bound and like ripped, then they're not good ball players. Right. And it's just fucking so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. It's so ridiculous. I had one of them like send me a picture of Kevin McHale. And I'm like, you have no idea how great Kevin McHale was in the low post. Right. This dude, he was unstoppable in the fucking low post. When he drafted Garnett, when he was like a head coach or GM or whatever the fuck he was, he would beat Kevin Garnett one-on-one.
What, he really? I did not know that.
Yeah. Huh. That's how fucking Garnett got better, because he was a high school kid.
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous with these fucking takes. Like I can't stand it. It's just so, it's just ignorant. It's close-minded.
Yeah, very close-minded. All right, well, we're in agreement on that. We got our guest on the show.
Our guest is logged in right now.
Hey, Brad, is that you?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, it's good to talk to you. You're going to do a segment with us. What's your beef?
What's your beef?
I keep forgetting to do that.
What's my beef? My beef, I think they need to figure out some way that they can stop stacking the teams with superstars. I don't know how they would do it or how you would rate them or how you say, I don't know, maybe go by stats, but like, you know, like back in the day, I mean, Magic played with the Lakers and he stayed with the Lakers, and Bird played with the Celtics. I mean, it wasn't like, you know, what if you had a team where Bird and Magic and all of them decided, hey, I want to go to Miami and I want to give me a house in the water and win a championship. You know, I don't know. What do you guys think?
No, I think you're right. I the super teams are horrible for the league. I guess the league never imagined that players would take significant less money
to win
championships. I don't think the NBA dreamed that was going to be a scenario.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really think of when would be the first time that it happened, but I guess maybe that was what you guys think. The first time was when LeBron went to Miami. Is that the first time?
I would.
Well, I mean, is it not really, because like Drexler went to like Houston, he got traded to Houston, but that wasn't really like a super team. But like LeBron made a huge announcement like on ESPN. It was like a 30-minute special of where he was going, and you know all this other bullshit.
Took a pay cut, right?
And I don't think he did take a pay cut. I think maybe Bosch took a play.
Yeah, because I'm confused on how the caps and all that shit works.
Well, salary cap, they can tweak it.
Yeah.
And, you know, basically any way they want it. And, you know, they did form that super team, but no one talks about the 2011 finals where Dallas just beat the shit out of them. And it was very underrated. Like the underdog, they were total underdogs.
Dallas Mavericks versus the Heat.
I mean, because you know, I live in South Florida now, so I hear all the rhetoric, you know, and now I'm hearing all the rhetoric about the new quarterback.
Oh, so you live in Miami?
Yeah, we're Fort Lauderdale, just a little bit north of Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, okay.
So Tua, you're talking about Tua?
Yeah, like I don't know how they could regulate it. Saying, you know, you can't go to this team because you're this good, but I don't know. I mean, do you guys think that there's a way that they could regulate it or could categorize people?
Well, I think David Stern stopped a trade a while back when he was commish from Chris Paul going to the Lakers.
Mm-hmm.
You remember that? I mean, it was very controversial.
Yeah, I remember that.
He came in there and vetoed a trade. Basically, it was like the team was going to be too stacked, and it was kind of unfair for everybody.
I mean, Shaq moved around, but I don't think he moved to make it a super team, do you? Or?
Shaq went to the Lakers because he wanted to go to a prominent franchise, it's rich in history. And Kobe was very young. Kobe was just basically starting out, sort of.
Yeah, I guess everybody. I lived in Los Angeles, and it's got a certain thing about. Like, you know, it's probably a lot of that too. Ooh, I want to go live. You know, I want to go be in LA. You know, even though it takes 45 minutes to drive 3 miles.
Oh God!
You know,
that's awful. Hey, so you live in Fort Lauderdale. So the Miami. Or is Miami Heat your team, or is that, or you don't really have a basketball team?
No, I mean, I grew up in North Carolina, so anything North Carolina is what I'm down for. Like, I mean, I like the Panthers, I like the Hornets, even though, you know, it's really hard to follow the Hornets because you don't get a lot of their games, you know, down here.
Right.
And,
right.
Do you get a lot of Tar Heel games? That's the question.
Yeah, I love the Tar Heels, so. Even though it's still impossible to get a ticket even to the University of Miami when they come play, because you know everybody wants to see the Tar Heels play. You know,
okay.
But now, well, now it's all like Tua's our man.
Well, he might be. He might be. Who I mean, knows?
Well, it's something. It's something for them to be hopeful about. You know, just like we were hopeful about Mitch.
Yeah, I mean, are you a Hawkeyes person, Captain?
I mean, I want them to win, I guess, but I'm not like a giant Hawkeye fan. I'm just
okay. But
I love college football because like I'm pretty indifferent on who I want to win. I can just sit back and enjoy the game and not be like a nervous as shit when the Bears are on.
So like who's your favorite in college football?
I mean, I would have to say Iowa.
All right, what about college basketball?
No, I'm not really a college basketball fan.
No?
Nah.
Why are you laughing, J-Rock?
Because when Brad said, are you a Hawk fan, I immediately thought of the show Matt Mash.
Oh, God, what do you mean?
Mash, the show Mash. It was a guy named Hawkeye, remember?
Hawkeye, now I put it together. I mean, as far as the NBA, I know what J-Rock likes, the Hornets.
Well, I'm a Bulls fan.
So what's your connection to Chicago?
Well, I mean, I grew up in Illinois, and not just a couple hours from Chicago.
Okay, that explains a lot.
Yeah. So Bears, Bulls, Cubs. I even like the White Sox. I'm not into hockey at all. I think a lot of Blackhawks fans are bandwagon fans, so not really into that because no one was wearing a Blackhawk anything before. So the Blackhawk fans, I'm not really a big Blackhawk fan. J-Rock, were you ever a hockey fan?
I mean, I like the Hurricanes.
Like, I'll see Blackhawk people, like, yeah, like that I work with or whatever. I'm like, did you just become a Blackhawk fan back in 2010? Like, come on. Not really.
I've been to a couple semi-pro hockey games around here, and it was really fun.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right.
Yeah,
it was
pretty good. It was pretty legit.
All right. So, we got some more. You got any more? What's your beef there, Brad?
And really, I think that's main of it. I have a little bit of a beef right now. A lot of the people are talking about how the players should get paid dealing with this COVID situation.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't think you can compare athletes to regular people like the guy that delivers pizza. I don't know. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah.
You think if you're not playing, you shouldn't get paid, or what do you guys think?
I can't say that because I still got paid during this, and it's kind of weird that baseball can't afford this. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird. I think baseball players should be paid what they sign their contract for. It's not their fault, and I know it's not the the owner's fault either, but that's just my stance.
Yeah, I agree, because I don't want the pizza guy. The pizza guy's not entertaining me or my family or my friends, you know?
Right, right.
I mean,
the pizza guy is feeding.
He definitely is feeding me. I agree to that one.
Yeah. Okay, so we got some responses. Let's see. At Scott Anderson, he said, wrestling interviews are nowhere near the quality they used to be. Vintage Flair, Rhodes, Heenan, Road Warriors, Bruiser, and Crusher, Baron Von Raske, all classic shit. J-Rock perked up in that one, right?
No, this is basically, it was the classic promos and then the interviewer, which was like, you know, Mean Gene to that level, you know, or Bobby Heenan.
Yeah.
I don't think, they're not like they used to back in the day, but like I said, like AWE does some good vignettes.
Well, I'd say WWE does better vignettes.
They don't. They can't even spell vignettes.
Yeah, they can't spell. I agree with that. I agree with that in some way.
Okay. At VTBS, homie said Macho Man did the best promos, interviews. His intensity is unmatched.
That's cocaine and steroids, my friend. Same with Ultimate Warrior.
Well, he was so prepared. Like, he did everything, supposedly, from what I've read on him quite a bit. And like on matches, he didn't do things on the fly. He had to have everything planned.
What? He was a perfectionist.
Yeah, he was a perfectionist.
Oh, just like seeing like the gifs of him just like makes you laugh, and just like he was so into his character. It was great.
He really was.
Yeah, like honestly, like I think on this pod, I'm the Macho Man at the pod, because I got to get the structure going, I get to get the flow going, the topic issues. I put everything all in order, and I send it old Capitan, and he just drops a leg like Hogan.
That's right. Mega Power Hour. And then at Sir Psycho T says, you clearly forgot, and he put a gif of the Ultimate Warrior. Now that's true. That dude said some weird, weird shit.
Yeah, where did it come from, a lot of the stuff he said? Do you think he was on drugs too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's on drugs.
Oh, man, yeah. Yeah, it was the 80s. They were, yeah, he was pretty coked out.
I mean, I'm sure you guys have read up on this more than me. So do you think there was a lot of drug abuse back then?
Oh, 100%.
Does a
well,
bear
know,
shit
I'm
in the
just
woods?
Saying, you know, they're athletes.
I mean, that's why a lot of the wrestlers in the 80s are dead before they're 50. Just roids on top of roids.
Yeah, I mean, it's
roids, pain pills. You know, sometimes cocaine. A lot of them did cocaine.
Yeah, I guess anything that made you move faster, made you, you know. I mean, a lot of the interviews, they look like they're on some sort of upper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, basically. I mean, all that stuff's... Fuck. What the fuck? All that stuff's not good for your heart.
Yeah. That would be a really funny parody for, like, a comedy show. If you had, like, a NASCAR driver to get out and do his NASCAR interview like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to thank my crew. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That little bitch behind me kept tailgating me. He was a piece of shit.
This time I'm on the racetrack, I'm going to crash him into the wall, and I hope he burns. You know, that would be so, like, and, you know, NASCAR is so PC, it's sickening.
I don't ever watch NASCAR.
You're not a NASCAR guy?
Yeah, I don't really either, man. Yeah.
Well, I grew up, my dad was a race car driver.
Oh, okay. So then you were born into it.
Was his name Jimmy?
No, Danny.
Was his name Jimmy?
No, Danny.
Jimmy was a race car driver.
I understand. Yeah, I mean, I grew up racing. Like, I remember in 1985 at a go-kart track when my brother was racing. Like, I remember sitting there, and this big van and trailer rolled in, and it was Dale Earnhardt Jr. when he first started. Like, he tweeted last year about racing at Cameron Go-Kart Track, which is where we raced at.
Oh, that's cool.
And I remember seeing him there. And see, my dad raced with Dale Earnhardt Sr. back in the 70s.
Oh, wow.
And actually, my dad bought parts and things from him. And you know, I guess they weren't friends, but you know, they had been around each other a lot.
Wow, that's awesome.
It was in the 80s, my dad ran at Daytona and places like that, so he knew a lot of the NASCAR drivers.
He your dad raced at Daytona, or he, what was that?
Yeah, he had what was then, which is now the Infinity Series, was called the Busch Series back then.
Oh, yeah.
He built a car and just raced, like, once, you know, whenever they went to Charlotte or Daytona, only like three races a year. Mm-hmm. But back in the 80s, you could afford it. You know, you could buy a car for $15,000.
Right.
You know, it was a different era and a different time. But yeah, dad raced cars, and then me and my brother raced go-karts. And like, we raced against Rusty Wallace's son, you know, Dale Earnhardt's son. Yeah, and like Kyle Petty's son, you know, he was killed, but we raced against him as well. Of course, they had really nice stuff, and they had a big trailer, and they had, like, we had one go-kart in the back of a B2200 Mazda, and they had big trucks and trailers and had, like, six or seven carts and, like, 800 sets of tires, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, they won because, you know, they, like, I remember, like, they had, like, an engineer.
God damn it.
And they had an engineer, and I had my Uncle Bud.
J-Rock is just, he's got like some kind of, what's that disease called where you just cuss?
Oh, yeah, Tourette's.
Tourette's. I think he's having issues on it.
No, because like it keeps popping up. It says conversation can't connect or reconnecting, and it's just pissing me off.
That's weird because we can hear you say, God damn it.
Yeah.
Every time it pulls up, I'm like, Jesus Christ. Like, I don't know. I thought I had a great connection. Are we all connected?
Yeah, we're good. So Maff, MAFF 112, mine's WWE fanboys. Vince puts out any old shit, and yet they still watch.
I think he just described Captain to a fucking T, honestly.
I took offense to it.
that guy, he's from England. He's British.
Yeah.
And he eats beans with everything. It is absolutely phenomenal what he puts beans on.
And who are we speaking of?
Baked beans.
Map 112. Yeah.
Yeah, baked beans. This guy loves baked beans, man.
Yeah. Wow. I don't think I follow him because I don't see any baked beans. Maybe he follows me. I just don't follow him back because I'm a big snob.
No, yeah. Snob.
Yeah. Okay. 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 Map. I'm not even gonna respond to yours. at cheap seats. Some for Aaron Fitzmagic. The fact that it doesn't exist at the moment. That's true. yeah, sports not existing right now besides wrestling. That does suck.
What about the Fitzmagic? He's a good follow, by the way.
You what?
He's a good follow.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah, good fellow, good follow, you know, whatever.
Okay. And then at Joey Sox 1952 says, ticket prices for average fans. I could see that. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a great idea.
Like taking my family to a Bears game would be, I don't know, $600?
Really?
Jeez.
I mean, yeah.
Does it cost that much?
Tickets are outrageous. And then, you know, if we want to stay the night, a hotel, I mean,
yeah,
got to eat.
That's just chump change for Captain. He's selling all these T-shirts, and he's just balling right now.
Yeah, Captain, are you money bags there?
No, I'm not. I'm not money bags.
Captain Warbucks is what we call him.
Yeah. Okay. So we got more. This is a guy. He's a pretty good guy. He's at James J. Rock 36. He seems like a nice fella. When my co-host runs the pod page and tries to get heat and people tweet at him to say the pod sucks. Yeah.
They're not even going to give it a chance.
Well.
Because of the heat you try to get.
Well, they're being little bitches, so whatever. our friend Ja tweets with three S's at the end. How you doing?
Yes.
How you doing? I enjoy long walks on the beach. I enjoy looking at stars at night. I'm just generally a romantic guy, Ja tweets. Hey, Brad, if you would see her picture, you would know why I'm doing that.
Yeah.
Right. Just the general divisiveness and people taking it much too seriously. I agree with that. I agree. Yes.
You're gonna have to keep scrolling on that comment.
I'm like, oh that's just, right. And I said
just
hi
to see
her.
Where it,
yeah,
just to see where it went.
And then when I told her I like long walks on the beach, she writes, "Did you write AEW sucks on the sand during these walks? I bet you do." And I was appalled by that. And I said that was J-Rock. Captain respects all organizations. And she said J-Rock is a sweet angel and enjoys AEW way too much to ever do that. Whatever.
100% correct. Yeah. That was the truest thing I ever seen in my life.
And I told her I was the sweetest angel, and that was good.
Sweet baby angel Captain.
That's right. And at Mikey Silverlance says, "I want some seriousness in the matches and angles. Comedy can be inserted as long as it makes sense and isn't overdone. Like if they did the line painter bit on Sammy Guevara, I wouldn't have minded and probably laughed. But doing that to Jericho, well, was champ not long ago? No.
Look, here's Jericho's idea to do it. And Sammy was taking all kinds of different bumps and, you know, the butt of the jokes on all the whole match. Yeah.
So I did enjoy one of the things was that one of the Jackson brothers ran like almost all the way up, you know, the stairs.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
And then he ran back down and dove on Jericho.
Yeah, that got me a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Hangman Page and Hager in the bar. It's like an old Western. You come here to drink or you come here to fight.
Right.
Great line.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, shoot.
And speaking of the person that had the handle Fitzpatrick or whatever, and as far as Miami, some friends of mine saw the quarterback from Miami in a bar a few weeks, maybe about a month ago. And they said it was really cool.
Saw who?
Tua.
Fitzpatrick?
Fitzpatrick.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Fitzpatrick.
Yeah,
and supposedly they got into like they like shotgun some beers and had shots and said they proceeded to have a really good time hanging out with him, and as far as like fans talking to him, he was really cool, and he wasn't like a snob.
I gotcha.
He's basically like a everyman, basically, but he played. Where'd he go to? Harvard or Yale?
Yeah, but I'm not sure.
He's good. Yeah, he's good for like 3 or 4 games, and then that's basically it. He kind of craps a bit after that.
Yeah, he had like a little. He had like a phenomenal four game run. You know.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Until the Bears played him, and they just destroyed him.
Yeah, and then they beat New England, which was epic.
Okay, so the real Tabe, TAYYAB. He says, number one, they are too busy recording themselves that they don't enjoy the show and rant on Twitter how it sucked. I think he's talking about fans.
Yeah, the fans.
Obsessive lover fans. I'm not sure what he means by that. Psycho social justice warrior fans, like Jeff Hardy did a sober angle or something like that on SmackDown this last Thursday or last Friday, and people.
It wasn't a sober angle. It was a DUI incident.
A DUI incident angle. People are going nuts about that. Even though it's a TV show, guys. Storylines, it's a TV show. It's not actually real. And
no, but I mean, his DUI is real, though.
Right, but this
him crashing this shit with a car and influence is real.
Yeah, but. Yeah. But not on that show. It wasn't real at that time. That wasn't real.
Let's hope not. Eventually, it might be real one day.
Yeah.
Knowing that kid, God bless him, but he's got his demons.
Yep. And stupid fans would think if I watch WWE, then I hate AEW. That's pretty much what it is. So. Anyway,
I watched the pay-per-views.
Yeah, I know.
What?
You watch them for free.
Yeah, for free.
For free.
And I pay 50, 60 bucks for AEW pay-per-view.
Brad, do you watch WWE or AEW at all?
Not as much as I used to. Okay. Probably up until I was 15 or 16, I was a big watcher. I kept up with everything, but after then I just kind of not so much after those years.
Oh, okay, I got you. So that was pretty much the segment for What's Your Beef. That was all the responses we got. Thank you.
I got responses, Jabroni.
There you go.
Yeah,
all right, let's hear them.
Jeez, man. it's all about Captain tonight. He's just trying to just steal the show, make it all by himself.
No, that's not it.
You say, hey, J-Rock.
I didn't know you asked the question on Facebook.
Well, I did. It's the page isn't a bigger following as a Twitter, but I did get some responses.
Okay.
Chris Anderson put, with wrestling, the blurred lines of good and bad. While I absolutely love the NWO, Steve Austin, and DX, in a way they kind of ruin traditional booking by being heat stealers. And he said, I saw an interview with Big Show, and he basically said the same thing. So basically, it's like the bad guys were good guys.
Right. Blurring the lines between bad guys and good guys.
Yes.
So it's not the same as it used to be.
No, it's like most good guys kind of toe the line of being a bad guy anyway.
Ah,
right. So
it's like back in the day, it was clearly like, so it's not that way anymore.
Oh no, like in the 80s, you'd have Nikolai Volkov come out there with the Russian flag and boo him, and then
exactly.
Here comes Hulk Hogan, and he's got the American flag, and classic baby.
I responded to Chris, and I put, my earliest memory would be the Road Warriors from like the AWA and the NWA runs, because they were heels at the time, and the fans didn't really care because they were just so badass that you had to like them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like they could be faces. True. They tried to be heels, and it didn't really work. And then they just became faces, and they could cheat during the match, and the fans would still love it.
Right. Like Eddie Guerrero, he did that.
Yes.
Yep. You know who else? Okay. I was thinking Stone Cold Steve Austin, you know, kind of told that line, but Jake the Snake Roberts comes to mind when kind of he was usually a good guy, but you know, he was so like I don't know, his promos were amazing, and they weren't.
When was Jake the Snake a good guy? When did that happen? He wasn't a good guy.
Yeah, he was.
No, are you going against Macho Man? No,
I promise you, he was a good guy.
He went against Andre the Giant. I mean, who's the face in that match?
Jake the Snake.
No, there's no way. Get the fuck out of here.
I promise you. I promise you.
And what year do you think that was?
God, that was like 88.
Yeah, I was going to say 87, 88.
Yeah.
Yeah, 87, 88. So, all right, my brother, God bless him.
I love him. Curly Pelican.
No, not Curly Pelican. It's one of my older brothers.
Oh, love him.
He's the guy that's outside yelling at the clouds because they're there in the sky. All right.
Okay.
AKA, like, you know, Jim Cornette, you know, mm-hmm. just hates every goddamn. He put the storyline. Yeah. He put the storyline sucks. The players suck. Nobody can talk smack or perform. And it just ain't no good no more.
That's true. That's, yeah.
So, I mean, I was like, what are you talking about? Are you talking about, like, I was like, what's not good no more? You know, the wrestling or the football? And he's like, both. He's like, the 80s and 90s rocked. And he does watch AEW sometimes. And I thought, that's what got me back into being excited about pro wrestling again. And I was like, the are well worth it. Honestly. And that's all I got to say about that. Well,
and all right.
What does AEW stand for?
All Elite Wrestling.
It's all excuse wrestling.
Is it in its infancy, or how long has it been?
Almost been a year of being on television, close to it.
Oh, so it's
yeah, new. It's new. Okay. It's new. It's an upstart, up and running.
Yeah, but they have like all the old WWE guys. Don't let J-Rog kid you when saying that these are just brand new wrestlers no one's ever heard of. I mean, they've got some pretty big names there.
They got He's from where I'm from.
And who's in charge of this? Who's running it? Who's the head guy?
Tony Khan.
Who is this guy?
He's just a billionaire that owns a bunch of stuff. He owns the Jaguars.
I mean, yeah, he owns the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, okay. So he's like the McMahon, or he's the head honcho.
Yeah. Way smarter than Vince McMahon, honestly. But
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what's the okay? Got so anymore?
Yeah, I got one last one. Okay. Eric Gummert, I don't know how to pronounce the last name. The 2-minute warning in the NFL. Commercials can't tell what it is. Another commercial break.
What? Can you read that again? It looked like there was like a twanging thing in there.
Okay, the 2-minute warning in the NFL. Professionals. Mm-hmm. Professionals can tell time. Let's call it what it is. Another commercial break.
The 2-minute warning in the NFL, he does not like.
I don't know.
I mean, yeah.
I guess not.
Sometimes that thing's a blessing, and sometimes it's not. You know, we need that.
I know that 2-minute warning. If Mr. Bissy suck all the game long, he's going to be money in the 2-minute warning.
He is money in the 2-minute. You're right. He is. I'll give him that. I'll give him credit for that.
I had a text from a friend that wants to know our take on the challenge flag. Should there be limited challenges?
Yeah, there is.
Well, I mean, should there not be a limit?
I think there should be a limit, but maybe they should add one more challenge flag to it.
Yeah, they should have more because I mean, there's tons of calls that, you know, but yeah, they were just curious our thoughts on the challenge flag situation.
Yeah. Yeah, because there's times where there would be challenges, and then you'd run out of challenges, and then a horrible call or something didn't go your way, and you're just screwed. So, well, I'd be an advocate for one more.
I mean, and do you guys think, like, the head guy in the sky that makes the final call, do you guys feel that he is partial? I mean, they're all friends, you know.
I would hope that he's partial. I would hope.
No, like honestly, if we're talking about like just like NFL instant replay, like Green Bay and the Patriots with Brady, they always get preferential treatment.
Yeah, they do.
I've seen the play clock go to zero before Rodgers hikes the ball, and they don't throw a flag. And I've never seen that type of shit go on with any other team besides the Pats and the Packers.
Yep.
Well, I mean, as far as on the referee side, it's like, okay, your coworker at work that might be your friend, is he going to raise his hand and say, "Oh, you screwed up"? You know what I mean? There might be a lot of times where it's like, "Oh, I don't want to do that to Edward," because you know I don't want Edward to look bad because Edward blew a call.
Edward might be a fuck up.
And that's true. I mean, it's like how can friendships not stand in the way of like, you know, them reversing your call, which is going to make someone look bad.
Okay, so we did the What's Your Beef segment with Brad, and we had some comments, talked to AEW. I think we had a pretty fun show. I hope everybody enjoyed it. J-Rock, did you have
and some WWE. We had some of that.
WWE, not much. It was mainly AEW. But,
I mean, yeah. Hey, the pay-per-view was phenomenal. I can't even deny it. It was great.
So, hey, Brad, thank you so much for coming on the show. Your contribution to amazing. So I appreciate that, and I appreciate the phone caller today who had a wrong number because of his raccoons.
No, thank you guys for having me. And hey, I learned some new stuff about the new age of wrestling.
Yeah, man, you should get back on that horse and watch it.
Yeah, man, I think I will. If something's new, I gotta check it out.
Yeah, there you go. All right, J-Rock, any parting words, my friend?
No, not really. I mean, we said everything in the beginning. Thanks for tuning in and listening, and keep getting those shirts, man. They're very stylish. We're gonna keep going.
Yeah, Big Daddy needs a yacht. All right, so let's get those shirts going. All right, guys. We'll see you. Thank you very much for listening, guys. I'll see you guys later. Bye bye.
Peace.
All right. Peace.